In the years immediately following World War II, optimism flourished in the United States. It was an era for getting on with life, marrying your sweetheart, buying a home, and having children. Scores of newly married American vets were pursuing the American dream, just like Harry and Esther. In 1948, the same year they married, my grandparents decided to make another radical change. Harry was an entrepreneur at heart, and he saw that the American economy was now booming. He dreamed up an idea for a new kind of business. Americans were growing increasingly mobile. Gas was cheap, and Americans loved their new Chevys, Chryslers, and Fords. Harry imagined creating a new restaurant that would offer fast but quality meals for people on the go. In Olympia, just south of Seattle, he had seen a restaurant where cars drove right up to a window to order. The drivers didn't even turn off their engines. They received their food, paid, and just kept going. Harry believed he could be successful with a similar restaurant where customers could go in and out that quickly. He already had the knowledge and experience of working in the food services industry, but he dreamed of a bigger location than Olympia, somewhere on the West Coast. He wondered, where would it make the most sense to begin a new business? What city? They decided on Los Angeles. He and Esther packed their bags and moved to Southern California. You might think dropping everything to move 1,000 miles south to start a new restaurant would worry the young bride. Not for 1 minute, my grandmother told me. If you were ever around Harry for any length of time, you just knew he would be successful at whatever he put his mind to. A notion similar to what my dad later shared with me.